Welcome to Jennifer's Top 10 Designing Curriculum for the 21st Century Learner. Number 10, Technology Integration. Technology implementation is not just a motivator for students, but a necessary part of their everyday experiences. Students often feel as if they're being removed from their everyday world in order to attend school where technology is not a part of their learning environment. Number 9, Participatory Culture. We are moving away from a world in which some produce and many consume media, toward one in which everyone has a more active stake in the culture that is produced. Number 8, a holistic curriculum. If we are to teach the whole child, then why not design for them too, where students experience authentic learning environments and are able to practice and apply new knowledge and skills based on their present level of readiness. Number 7, IEPs for everyone. Why are some students successful in a traditional school setting while other capable students aren't? Everyone has an answer, and probably everyone will be right for at least one student at one time or another. Expecting all students' shapes and sizes to fit in a one-hole system almost seems like a recipe for failure, and a one-track system just doesn't make sense in the 21st century. Number 6, best practices. Data-driven best practices have been analyzed for over 30 years to identify categories of instructional strategies that have the most profound effect on classroom. Number 5, exemplars. Model desired behavior and build on strengths. One of my favorite quotes reads, "Be careful what you think, your thoughts become your words. Be careful what you say, your words become your actions. Be careful what you do, your actions become your character." We might add to that, "Be careful what you model, your standards set your level of expectations." Number 4, accountability. While operating a vehicle, the driver makes the majority of the decisions but may not be the only one affected by those decisions if passengers are present or drivers are on the road. In the school district, each person interacting with a child is personally responsible for the decisions that influence that student. Number 3, legacy. What will define progress and achievement in the 21st century? Paper is quickly becoming a thing of the past and authentic assessments replacing standard assessments. How will we know? The possibilities for assessing student benchmarks. Students will build their own media-rich multisensory portfolio of academic content addressing understanding. Number 2, standards. As the Internet of Things replaces the Internet of Information deliveries, teachers must foster creativity and choice through a system based on clear objectives aligned with well-thought-out standards. Learning requires engagement in tasks that are structured or sufficiently similar to allow for effective transfer of knowledge. And number 1, Generation Now. This is definitely Baruch Assault's generation, but they are not bad eggs, and we need to plan for them. Not rich with money and spoiled with chocolate, but rich with media and spoiled with technology. So if you don't believe me, take it from Fergie. I think they say it best in their new song.
We are the now generation. We are the generation now. This is the now generation. This is the generation now. I want money.
I want it, want it, want it. Fast internet. Stay connected in the chat. Wi-Fi podcast. Blasting out of SMS. I text you back, check me on the iChat. I'm all about that HTTP, you're a PC, I'm a Mac. I want it. My space and your space, Facebook is a new place. Dip diving, socializing, I'll be out in cyberspace. Google is my professor, Wikipedia checker. Checking my account, logging in and logging out, baby. I want it.
Now.
This is the now generation. Generation now, we are the now generation.